And 6:06, we have a few clouds this morning, 46 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a very windy and warm day, a high of 72, and there is a red flag fire warning for us this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The state does not have all of the lethal drugs necessary to carry out an execution. An execution that is set for later this week.
Despite the drug shortage, state lawyers are fighting an attempt by two inmates to delay their executions while they seek more information about Oklahoma's execution procedures. The state says it's still working to obtain execution drugs and will change protocols, if necessary, to execute Clayton Lockett this Thursday. The Attorney General's office said in briefs filed with the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals Monday that a deal to obtain the necessary drugs from a pharmacy had fallen through. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A Tulsa police officer finds himself on the wrong side of the bars. Veteran police officer, 40-year-old Tyrone Jenkins, was arrested on several charges yesterday, including conspiracy to sell cocaine. City leaders in Tulsa are scrambling to shore up what has become at least a $10 million budget hole this year. Mayor Bartlett has instructed department heads to come back to him with ways they can operate their facilities more efficiently.
We've asked all of our departments to get real busy and look at their own situations, their own management, how they're organized.
Bartlett says he does not expect layoffs or furloughs as he tries to get this year's books back in the black before tackling the 2015 budget, which is already producing its own set of challenges. Senator Inhofe is at the Tulsa Port of Catoosa later today. He will meet with port officials this morning, as well as with businesses operating at the port. Plaintiffs in Oklahoma's same-sex marriage lawsuit strike back at conservative groups that claim gay unions will ruin traditional families. Matt Trotter this morning has her story.
Alliance Defending Freedom is also providing counsel for the defendant in the case. The plaintiffs, their attorneys, and supporters gathered at Tulsa's Equality Center to counter the idea that traditional marriage and children's well-being are at risk. Among them was Jim Walker, the executive director of Youth Services of Tulsa.
What we desire most is for young people to have a stable family. And we have learned through the years that it doesn't matter if it's a heterosexual couple or a gay couple.
The plaintiffs' attorneys planned to file their brief with the Tenth Circuit several hours before a midnight deadline. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The state files a lawsuit against the federal government over its decision to settle a lawsuit with an environmental group over the listing status of several animal species. A.G. Scott Pruitt claims in a lawsuit filed in federal court here in Tulsa yesterday that federal agencies are colluding with like-minded special interest groups and using sue-and-settle tactics. One of the species is the lesser prairie chicken. Downtown Tulsa celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Arnie's Bar opened at 11 o'clock yesterday, and one early bird was ready to participate in the annual celebration.
We do it every year, and it's just been a ritual for us to come out here and enjoy the festivities and the good people that we meet along the way. And no, I'm not Irish, but it's always been fun every year.
Food trucks and live music were downtown to celebrate the Irish holiday. Our weather forecast, a red flag fire warning for this afternoon. Otherwise, sunny, very windy today and mild, a high of 72. Tonight, it'll be breezy and cool. We'll have an overnight low of 36. Tomorrow, sunny, more seasonal, a high of 60. And on Thursday, sunshine and 74. Right now in Tulsa at 610, we have a few clouds and 46. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.